Yesterday, we celebrated a saint who was called the Apostle of Germany because he planted the seeds of faith there. Today, we celebrate some of the fruit of those seeds. Saint Norbert, who lived about 300 years after Boniface. Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, a spiritual director at St. Francis de Sales Seminary in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee. And Saint Norbert founded a religious order known as the Norbertines. They are very devoted to the Blessed Virgin Mary and to the Eucharist. In fact, it was in the church of one of their monasteries that, according to tradition, we find the first tabernacle to be placed in the middle of a church. Before this, the tabernacle, where the Blessed Sacrament was reserved so that communion could be brought to the sick and dying, was in a separate room outside the main body of the church. With Norbert, the tabernacle was brought out into the main body so that our Lord could be adored by everyone who entered the church. For Norbert, the church wasn't simply a place to gather for worship, but it was where Jesus, present in the Blessed Sacrament, resided. He once said, "Reverence around the altar demonstrates the liveliness of one's faith and the fervor of his love." Maybe today would be a good day to follow St. Norbert's example, to visit our Lord in a nearby church or an adoration chapel. Doing that will not only demonstrate a lively faith and a fervent love, it will make that faith and love grow. And what could be more important than that?
Listen to more of Father James Kubicki's daily reflections by downloading the free Relevant Radio app.